I don't think my dad's family was much into that, but my mother's was. So yeah, we eat black eyed peas on New Year's Day.
My mother, I still remember this over at the house, and she goes, "Did you do your black eyed peas?" I go, "Mom, I didn't do my black eyed peas." And it was about 30 minutes later. She came over and she had a little coffee cup. She goes, "Here." And what? She goes, "I brought you some black eyed peas. You're going to need good luck.
You need them.
So we did black eyed peas. I don't think they have much flavor, though.
Oh, I love black eyed peas.
How do you make them taste
good? They make me a little gassy, Scott.
How do you make them taste good? To me, they just taste blah.
You know, I've always thought that peas and beans are better the more times you cook them.
I agree with that.
I just like, I don't know what the deal is, but my wife can make good black eyed peas.
So for good black eyed peas, call.
Wait. We have some people listening to this. Yes. So maybe y'all that know the right recipe need to call Scott.
Or email me at sallison.com.
That's
in fact,
right.
We'll bring that back up next year. So if you want to give us some good recipes for black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
So we've got it. Okay, let's get back to our plants. I'm kind of getting excited here. We're getting through the year, so we're going to let dormant plants be dormant, green plants water every once in a while. What if I water all the plants just to be safe? Will it keep them not being dormant if I don't put any more extra light on them?
Yes. No. So, are you saying
I got a half a garage full of plants. And, you know, I don't know the names of half of them. I mean, I just get what you tell me.
All right. So some of them, you know what a begonia is?
Like, again, you know I just get what you tell me. So, no, I really don't.
A begonia is a soft tissue plant, kind of like a geranium.
Okay, I know what a geranium is.
And you know, the stems are green. They're not woody. Okay?
Okay.
Those can't go dormant because it's all green and alive. There's no wood to it.
So those you might move over towards
on the outside ring where you can water those, and you know they may be, and maybe towards more light.
Okay, this is going to be real basic talk. So if it's kind of a stick plant,
yes,
it's okay. If it's kind of a mushy plant,
let it go dry. If it's sticky, it's stick,
and if it's bushy, kind of it needs to water.
Yeah,
so folks, I can remember that. That's pretty easy to remember. And you don't need to be able to announce these
plants.
Keep
it simple for the real estate guys.
Yes, absolutely. I tell people all this. What about this? I can tell you anything you want to know about real estate. Just about anything you want to know, I can tell you.
Yeah.
That's some about cattle. But other than that, I can't tell you.
So, I found out that cows calve this time of year.
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Well, it depends on how you have it.
Yeah, how you plant it.
Yeah.
But it's a good time for them.
It's
right?
A very good time, yeah.
Yeah.
And you get it. Playing your goats and how you do it, and people have different philosophies on how you do it, but
right.
You'll see people calve two times a year, so these people that do one time a year. So see, I did a little few things there. Okay, back to our plants, our trees. What about our trees? Do we need to water trees during the winter?
You know, soil should never be totally bone dry. I've seen in the years where we've gone through some droughts, dig a hole with a backhoe 5 foot deep, and it's powder dry the entire way. Well, that's not the case right now. We have moisture in our soil. So you're not really needing. Some people say, should I water my trees once a week? I say, no, not at all. When you do water, you ought to water deep and soak deep. And I would think monthly is, if it doesn't rain and if the soil dries out, you should soak down deep probably monthly. But we're early on feeding. It's probably good to feed pecans in January, but most trees, you don't feed until they begin to come out in March, April. So.
And when you say feed, are you talking about the little things, the spikes? Or are you talking about just a fertilizer type?
You know,
feed?
I think A&M, a university, did a study, and they did spikes around trees, maybe 50 like spikes, and 50 they just broadcast around the drip line, and they studied them, and there was one was no better than the other, and so it's a lot easier just to broadcast. So I promote just broadcasting and watering it in.
And when you say broadcast, you mean like sprinkle it out like a fertilizer?
Yeah, like you're feeding the lawn.
Yeah,
with a spreader.
I'm still a believer, folks. I'm gonna tell you this, because in my front, just there's a circle driveway, and then there's just a little kind of a slope in it. You'd try to water it, and the water would kind of just run right off the grass right into the street. Which, you know, with the grass police, that's not a good thing in San Angelo.
Correct.
But we started using this olives oil.
Correct.
That's that right?
That's right. That's what I call it.
And I actually took some on the ranch too, and we started doing it, and you could see a difference in about a month or so. You'd start watering it, and it would be soaking in instead of just running down the street.
That's what I tell people it's supposed to do, and it's good to hear that it works.
Well, I mean, it was a little area, so I got to kind of really test it to see.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to say something that I don't know for sure. I can tell you for sure I've tried the product. In fact, in our backyard, and of course, that way overdid it. Tommy said, this should last you for, you know, a month or two, whatever it was. Well, I'm thinking, Claire, we're out, aren't we? She goes, I said, well, I hadn't done the front yard yet. She goes, that's supposed to do it like three times.
Well, it didn't hurt anything, but it's not as economical.
Yeah, it's not economical, but it's easy to overdo because you say, we're trying to get every little spot. I guess you don't have to get every little spot.
You don't. It bleeds into the soil, yeah.
Yeah, now he tells me after I buy another gallon, but no, it really does work. I'm going to tell you, that works. Okay, what else do we need to go? It's probably going to stay cold. It's probably, even though right now it's not cold again, it's probably going to get cold some more, we believe.
But it's also going to get warm and pretty again.
Yes.
With no wind. And so if you feel like cleaning up, it's obviously a good time. People ask, when should you prune? And I'm convinced that the time to prune is when you feel like it. Because if I tell you when and you don't feel like it, you won't do it. So especially these winter days when they're pretty and you feel like it, you need to do pruning. Exactly how to prune is we could talk a long time, but thinning out trees and cleaning them up and stuff from shrubbery and stuff, all that pruning should be done. It's really best to do it now. You can prune year round, but if you're going to prune hard, now's the time. Plus, there's no leaves; it's less to clean up, so this is a good time to prune. And then you can also, if you were going to do a new bed or a vegetable garden area, preparing the soil. Is a good time. It's good to do it now. Tilling and working in organic matter and other things. One of the nice things, it's just not, when it is pretty, it's still not hot.
We're running out of time. Real quick, you said something. Why do vegetables right out of a garden taste so much better than vegetables from the grocery store?
Well,
they do though, don't they?
I don't know exactly, but I think it really is chemical. There's differences when they're fresh like that and they're ripe. Right out of the garden. So
You can't beat it.
Like can't beat it.
Pepper, tomato, anything right out of the garden. It's just delicious. So, folks, we want everybody to have a super, super good year. And run by Olive's if you get a chance, because the sale won't last much longer, I'm sure. But it is a good sale, and it is neat stuff.
We want you to come by.
Oh, and it is. And it's neat to say hi. They're very nice people there. But, Tommy, we always appreciate you being on the show and sharing your knowledge with us. I'm just real happy I don't have to mess with a bunch of lights in court, so I'm not going to do it. And you know, if something goes bad, I'm going, Tommy told me to do it. So y'all can blame Tommy if anything goes wrong with your plants. I'm going to. I think the rest of us could too. But I bet it won't be. I bet it'll be perfect, and we'll have a great dinner. But everything I'm hearing, Tommy, everybody from the oil and gas people, the real estate people, the merchants, even the car people are saying 2017 should be a banner year for us here in Texas.
Might as well plan on it. Might as well expect it.
Did you say plant on it or plan on it?
Both, huh?
Yeah. Folks, happy new year. We'll catch you next year.